here. And we've been down there for about 2.5 years, and it's been a real blessing. We just had an incredible time there, and it's been a really good experience, and the Lord's been good. I want to thank all of you for your prayers, your support, and your letters, and just being here for these meetings and encouraging us, and giving and sacrificing. It's been a real blessing. I just wanted to share first a little bit about some of the work that we do and that I'm involved in a little bit down there. We started a young people's meeting about, I guess, a little over a year ago. And John had a burden for the young people, and actually they asked him if he would be interested in it. And it's been a real good time of seeing these young people get saved and really get a real interest in God's Word, and see them have so many questions, and it's been interesting. Some of the questions range from, you know, about these scorpions in Revelation, from everywhere, from the verse in Ecclesiastes about, I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is a snare, you know. And so it's been interesting, but it's been a real it's just been good to see them with a desire to serve God, and to see them share in the meetings, to witness to their friends at school, to say, hey, I've got a friend here, can you give her a Bible study? And it's just been a real blessing to see that. So I just ask you to keep them in prayer, that because they go through temptations and peer pressure just like young people everywhere, you know, and so they need your prayer. They need to just be focused on what God wants for their lives, and to have a part in evangelism, and just keep them in prayer. Also, the women in the church, they've been a real blessing. There are several of them there that I'd like you to keep in prayer, that they have husbands who aren't saved, and you know, it's a real struggle for them, and we see it in their questions, and just the things that they go through. They're trying to raise their kids, and there's like two opinions in the household, and they have to submit to their husbands and find the balance there, you know. And so it's difficult for them, and they get discouraged, and so just pray for them. But they're faithful to the meetings. They're faithful women, and I just pray that they would stay strong in the Lord. Also, others of them have husbands who are saved, but just haven't really been as faithful to the meetings and to the ministry as their wives would like them to be, and as I believe the Lord would like them to be. And they need wisdom also in knowing the line, the fine line between encouraging and nagging, you know, about going to the meetings and so forth. You know, that's hard, I think, for any of us, you know, so just keep them in prayer. I wanted to look in Hebrews chapter 11, just something that the Lord has been dealing with me on, and for the last couple months it's been on my mind, on my heart. Hebrews chapter 11, and in verse 17, says, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. But the phrase that stuck out to me here was accounting that God was able. And you know, this tells me that Abraham had faith, you know. It was evident, his faith. He counted that God was able to raise his son up, and it was evident in his actions. And it just made me think about a lot of times the guys, when they have to go and deal with a brother in the church who maybe isn't, focused on what he needs to be focused on. He's not coming to the meetings, and his excuse could be, you know, work, or I have to work so I can pay my bills and take care of my family. And, you know, sometimes the guys tell him, well, that's not really the truth. The truth is that you don't have enough faith. And it's evident, because if you had enough faith and you believe God was able to take care of your family, you would work it out to where you could be here at the meetings and do what God wants you to do. And, you know, I'm always kind of in the background when either I'm there with John when he's telling him that, or when he comes home and tells me what happened, and I'm always there, that's right, you give it to him, you know, that's the truth, you know. And then I look at my own life and I think, well, what about me, you know, in my day-to-day life? Is it evident to others and to God that I truly believe that he's able to do whatever the situation may be, to save souls in Mexico, to bring people to the meeting, to have studies be there when they say they're going to be there? Do I truly believe that he's an able God? And I want to have his testimony. As I said, you know, I'm sort of involved with the young people too. John is the one who actually gives the studies, but they come to me a lot and you know, ask questions or just for me to be a testimony. I think is important that they can see that I do believe that God's able to use them in the ministry. That yeah, God's able to save that friend that's a strong Catholic, or your mom that just, you know, is hard, you know, to the word of the Lord. To be that encouragement and to not just say that, well, he's able, but to show them that I truly believe that. Also with the women, I want to be an example to them that when they see things happen in my life, because we are close, it's just like a family, just like here at Oak Knoll and other churches, you get to know each other just like you would when you live together. And you know what people are going through, you know the problems they're having or the things that are in their life, and I want them to be able to see that when something comes in my way that I have the faith that, yeah, God's able to work it out for his good, for my good, for the benefit of his will. And I want them to see me react and follow the Lord with that attitude, accounting that God is able. Also, you know, just this past year, a couple of women, one single woman and another who's about my age and married, have come to me for guidance in different areas, and that's hard sometimes because you don't really feel like I don't feel like a really mature woman. I guess now I'm getting there, but in age, but you know, I need to encourage them that, you know, God is able to save your husband. He's able to do it, and you you just keep following him. You keep reading his word. You keep giving your husband his word, and you just trust. You have that faith that God's going to do it. And I need to tell them and that whatever situation that they can trust. Also with my husband, I just thought about that. This also is something I want to have a testimony, like Terry was saying the other night, our testimony in front of our husbands is real important. You know, when he leaves to go preach when he comes back from preaching or to go to a study, I need to be there with encouragement that, you know, well, God's able to save a soul today, John, so I'll be praying for you, you know. Or, you know, God's able, you know, and that guy's probably going to be there at that study instead of, yeah, he probably won't be there, right? He wasn't there last week, you know. But, and that's not what John needs to hear from me. You know, like Aunt Nelda was saying too, you know, when he needs encouragement, you do it, you know, and when he's down, don't you be down too. You be like the opposite effect. Anyway, and so I want to be careful of my attitude and also in situations just in our life as husband and wife that we go through, I want to be the one to have that attitude. God's able. I can trust him with this and leave it in his hands.
Amen.
I just wanted to read 2 Corinthians 9:8 in closing. I just pray that I would have this testimony and that I would just get in the work and do my part, and always knowing that God is able to do what he says he's able to do. In verse 8, chapter 9, verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And I just praise the Lord for the work that I have a privilege to be there and be involved in. And I just thank you all for your prayers and ask you to continue to pray.
Amen. Praise the Lord.